At the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm speaking with one of our award winners, Adam Griglock, with Ford Motor Company. And first of all, Adam, why don't you, I know this is an award for having impact. How has Ford done that?
Well, we listen to our customers. Super Duty line is one of our best-selling vehicles, 34 years straight. A lot of our fleet customers were looking for the next advantage, we were being requested to look at B20. Our fleet customers are very concerned about operating their fleets at a good cost structure, we deep dived into that, we offer our entire F-250 through F-550 lineup with our 6.7 power stroke diesel compatible with B20.
Well, I know you've got a truck on display here in the vehicle showcase, and I saw you with a crowd around. What kind of comments are you getting on these vehicles?
Actually, a lot of the people in the crowd actually own the new vehicle, so I was getting a lot of compliments for the performance, how quiet the vehicle is compared to a lot of the vehicles in the segment today, the outstanding fuel economy. The comments around the capability that they can use B20 in them.
And I guess just last, any comment about, as we look to the future from Ford, when it comes to support for or maybe continuing to develop into this renewable energy source?
Well, I think it's really important. Ford has a fairly extensive sustainability strategy. BioBlends is just one part of that strategy, as is electric vehicles and hybrids, as well as advanced engine technology. We are looking at what B30, B40 potentials are. I think what we need to do is make sure that the industry as a whole continues to work on good fuel composition quality. So the more stable that becomes, the more secure we become in what the product offers, and we may have to make sure we satisfy our customers.
Well, I know it's being talked about in some of the sessions here, just that whole quality issue, like you said, and we'll look for great things from Ford again in the future. Here from the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.